As a congregation, let's say it. Great is your faithfulness. Let's say it. Great is your faithfulness. And the faithfulness of our next speaker, Karen, our children's talk. Tradition in our children's talk today, Roz and Neil, is that the children often come up and get involved in the children's talk. And then after that, they possibly today they'll come out with me out the back, and we've got some activities that follow through from the children's talk.
Come and sit with the big kid up the front.
You're going to have to explain it to me.
Okay, so today we're going to watch a little video clip, and I will get it out of the way. So when you're watching the video clip, I want you to really pay attention, because I've got some questions afterwards, and this is also for big kids as well. Thanks, Joe.
Listen, wait till you hear what happened today. I was there. Jesus was in the temple teaching people about God's love. A huge crowd was packed inside, and there were even more people waiting outside. Everybody wanted to see him.
Jesus, please, I beg you to save my only daughter. Sir, have mercy. She's only 12 years old and dying. Please come with me.
Jairus, I'm sorry.
Jesus!
Your daughter has died. Don't bother the teacher any longer.
Don't be afraid. Only believe and she will be well.
Okay, what do you think that story was about? She wasn't dead? Yep. Do you know how old she was?
12.
How old are you?
9.
9? No 12-year-olds? So, she was 12 years old. Good paying attention. Do you think her dad was worried about her?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Because he pushed through that crowd, didn't he? There were lots of people there. He was yelling and saying things to Jesus about helping his daughter. Do you think Jesus minded him coming and asking those questions or asking for help?
No,
I don't think Jesus did either. So there's always stories in the Bible that help us learn about Jesus and about what we can, you know, things that we can talk to Jesus about as well. So do you think Jesus minds if we come and ask him for help? Even if it's only something really small? Yeah. I don't think Jesus minds either. So, in that story, Jesus was walking down the street. So, the wee girl's dad could actually go to Jesus and say, "Hey, I really need your help." Can we do that here? Now? How?
We can pray.
Great answer. So, I don't need to do a children's talk. You already know the answers. Prayer is our way of going to Jesus to ask him for help. But it doesn't always have to be about big things, like someone that's died. It can be about little things as well. So just remember that, just like the girl's dad, whose name was Jairus, you can go to Jesus and ask about things, ask Jesus for help. And Judy did a beautiful prayer earlier about asking, you know, we can pray to God to help with all sorts of things. So, right, the end. We actually should pray, you reckon, as well? Lord, thank you for our kids. Thank you that you speak to them in different ways to us, but that that you are always prepared to listen to them, and that they can always go to you for help and pray. Thank you that you are with them, and that that you are with all of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello.